May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 731. Heal us, Emmanuel. Here we are, waiting to feel thy touch. Deep wounded souls to thee repair, and Saviour, we are such. Hymn 731.
Shall we read to gather this evening from the epistles of Paul. First, reading from the epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4. The epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4. And then reading from the epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbour, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labour, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamour and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Shall we now turn to the epistle to the Philippians and chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias, beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which laboured with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow labourers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere. And in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odour of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal, glorious Lord God, thou who rulest in the heaven and the earth, thou who sittest upon the throne of mercy and grace, that throne from which that stream of love and mercy flows. And in thy mercy, thou hast gathered us here this night. And O Lord, we pray that we are gathered in thy name, that it is that desire implanted in our heart by thee, O Holy Spirit, that we are found in thy house. And, O Lord, thou knowest the cries and the sighs that have gone up concerning the service this night. Thou knowest, Lord, whether we have sung that hymn, how we are found in thy house. O Lord, for thou art that great physician. O Lord, thou art that one who came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Thou art that one O Lord, that to speak those words, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. And only thou, by thy sin-cleansing blood, through that work and power of the Holy Spirit, able to cleanse all our sins. O Lord, O Lord, come unto such that feel their need. Speak the word only. O Lord, heal sin-sick sinners from that malady of sin. If it could be thy will, even this night. And those in that turmoil of mind, it may be, am I his or am I not? Lord, come. O Lord, speak. O Lord, unto such, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. And O Lord, it may be, O Lord, that need to awaken. Oh, in that backsliding, in that wandering from thee, and yet, Lord, thou art that one able to save to the uttermost, and so bring that one to cry. Prove that thine ear is open from the ends of the earth, Lord. The psalmist cried, and thou didst hear. It may be that bringing of one into want. O Lord, that causing to look again unto the Father's house. And thou knowest the prayers of thy people that go up. Thou knowest those, Lord, thy prodigals. Oh, might that time come, that bringing back, bringing to a right mind of entering to thee. O Lord, for that work of salvation, of grace, is all of thee, O Lord. We would bow the knee. But Lord, we would come, venturing upon thee. O Lord, attend unto our cries, our prayers, our sighs, as we are gathered, Lord. Search us out by thy word. We have read thy word, Lord. Search us out. O Lord, do not leave us to lean upon anything or anyone, Lord, whatever it is, save thee, save thee. O gracious Lord, Blow upon us by thy power, O Holy Spirit. Melt the hardness in our hearts. O turn hearts of stone to that heart of flesh. O Lord, grant that restoring. Grant that reviving. Grant that, as we have read, that renewing of our mind, that causing of us to yet look again. O Lord, hear that cry of thy troubled ones. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? I shall yet praise him. And, O Lord, might there be that known then this night by thy work and power, O Holy Spirit, of causing, of that lifting up of the downcast, that lifting of the beggar from the dunghill. Oh, that strengthening of those weak knees, that causing of those arms that hang down, to lift them up in praise unto thee, that thou art that one who has promised, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. That work, O Lord, from beginning to end. O Lord, grant then to us that thanksgiving unto thee, that salvation is all of thee, O Lord, nothing of us, and that thy love cannot be broken. Nothing shall separate from thy love to thy people. O Lord, complete in thee. So lift us up. Might there be that known. O Lord, as we gather round thy word, as we go up from thy house, that known in the heart of the eunuch who went on his way rejoicing in thy love and mercy unto him. In any, Lord, who sit unconcerned in these things, might there be that bringing into concern. O Lord, might souls yet be born again in this place. So, Lord, help us now as we come to thy word, grant that dividing, that opening of thy word, that help given, O Lord, for we know not how to put one word with another, but we look to thee, Lord, for that needed help, O Holy Spirit, and that in thy eternal purposes we pray to thee, the Father, that there might be that blessing in that storehouse of heaven to be poured out this night. O Lord, heal us, Emmanuel, hear that cry. Might that is set forth fall into hearts prepared of thee. Hear that cry, O Lord, my heart, Lord. So be with us. Help us each, pulpit, desk and pew. Do watch over this house, do watch over this people. O Lord, do go before one in the path that is before her. Might she prove thee to be with her. O Lord, that peace amidst all those fears and concerns it may be, that peace which passeth all understanding, thy felt presence, and the wonder of it, Lord, that thou should draw near to such as we are, but thy great love, wherewith thou didst love us, that while we were yet sinners, thou didst die for us. O Lord, so be with this people. Do grant that help to those in the responsibility of the place, grant that upholding of their arms. Bless the Sunday school, the children, young people, watch over them. Be with parents, Lord, grant them that help, grant them that strength. Grant that prayer, Lord, that looking up unto thee. O Lord, be with each, for thou knowest, Lord, all things. Grant that faith to believe. Oh, we would pray. Be with the gatherings of thy people even this night. Those that are gathered, thy word set forth throughout this whole world. Those, Lord, in prison for thy name, in China and other places, Lord. And yet, whatever man might think they can do, nothing will stop thy word. And those behind those prison doors, thou with them, watching over them. So, Lord, grant us that prayer for that coming of thy kingdom. O Lord, for that day will come. Might it be our prayer to be ready. And we would be mindful to pray for those of thy servants that have laboured and yet to travel, Lord. Take them in safety to their loved ones. Be with their loved ones in the path that they walk. Keep thy servants, Lord, from that enemy of soul. So help now, Lord, bless us together. Pardon our every sin, O Lord. Pardon our every sin in thy precious blood, as we would ask all things. For thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus, and grant us that desire in hell to do all things to the honour and glory of thy holy name, as we ask it for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 667. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head. My God, my portion, and my living bread. In him I live, upon him cast my care. He saves from death destruction and despair. Hymn 667.
Thank you.
Lord, might help us once more. I would direct your thoughts to those words in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, reading verses 28 to 30. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. These words of the dear Lord Jesus Christ, as we try to consider this morning, yes, the truth of them, but the reality of them as they are taught and known in the heart of each one of his people, through that work of the new birth, through that work of grace, that work within, that work, as the Lord speaks of it, of that wind blowing where it listeth, canst not tell the sound thereof, whither it cometh, whither it goeth. So that work of the Holy Spirit, that work unlooked for, but that work known in our never dying soul. As we mentioned, the jailer at Philippi, his concern is that earthquake shook that building, was that those prisoners were there, that he'd not failed in that duty that he had, about to take his life. And in the Lord's mercy, one whose name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and these spoken of here, these characters, are those whom the Lord came to seek and to save that which was lost. Those brought to feel their need, brought to cry for mercy, brought, as with some of us, to take that name upon our lips, that name despised, it may be outwardly, others it may be inwardly. But by nature our hearts are at enmity with those things of God. And by that work of the Holy Spirit, is there a bringing of each one of his people, what into, to that concern for their never dying soul, and for the eternity that is before them. May have had no concern for your eternal state. May have gone on thinking that we would say these things lovingly, if we would look in our own heart, that we were in control of our life, that we would plan this and plan that, till that time of that work of the Holy Spirit, that work begun, that causing of that concern within us. Why am I thus? Why these concerns and feeling? That burden, heavy laden, my sins, deserving hell, hell my just desert, my just condemnation. Why am I thus? And that bringing of that one through that work of the Holy Spirit. For by grace are ye saved, through that free and sovereign electing love and mercy of Almighty God. And not of yourselves. Not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any should boast. All of him. And that soul, as that work is begun, as we tried to speak a little this morning, those eyes opened, those eyes blind spiritually, those ears, yes, that may have sat in the pew, yet that set forth, meaning nothing to them. Oh, we speak lovingly and not judgmentally till that time. And that mouth, oh, may have spoken, may have quoted scripture for that time when that word of the Lord made a living word, made real. Those eyes open. Yes, as we said this morning, I think, it is in that bringing of the blind by a way that they knew not. Bringing in that means and that purpose that the Lord would use to bring us where? To cry unto him, if not in the words, in the reality of those words, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That destitution of place, of spirit, of soul. And that crying, as that one naturally in danger, that danger that could be fatal naturally, that crying for one to hear, for one to come, for one to save. And so, in that work of grace, in that work in the heart, in our soul, that causing of that cry up unto the Lord Jesus Christ, God be merciful to me, a sinner, and that venturing upon him as the eye of faith is open, as that ear is opened unto those precious promises of the Scripture. Those whose names in that Lamb's Book of Life brought to cry unto him. Come unto me, all ye that labour heavy laden, I will give you rest. And dear child of God, as that work is begun, as that work is performed through that work of the Holy Spirit, so those bringing of us to those places of that coming unto him. As we've journeyed on in the way, perhaps in that backsliding and those confessions of our sin, in that repenting over our sin, in that mourning over our sin, come unto me, all ye that labour heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And what is a yoke? Does it not speak of that that is attached to another? And that burden of sin, that sin, is that leprosy that is in us by nature, born dead in trespasses and sins. And that, as the scripture declares, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. That burden of sin, that burden of self. For there is none righteous, no, not one. I have been that trying to be religious. That burden that was placed upon the people at that time of the Lord, and that religion of the Pharisees. And John Gadsby, in his book, Captivity and Slavery, there is an engraving of a man as he describes a yoke around his neck, a yoke, and his arm through that yoke also as that punishment. And as there is the lifting up of the arm to take the pressure off of the neck that's on that yoke that is on, so that weakness, not able to hold it up, and so that yoke upon that neck to weigh that one down. And as he describes that iron, those yokes made of iron, how they brought that distress and death to the wearer of it. O child of God, how much more that sin that is in us, unable to do anything to save ourselves. So, that casting of that burden, give me Christ or else I die. That venturing upon him through that work and power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul, as John writes of it, as that propitiation, as that sin atoning sacrifice for his people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. and the love of Christ. Oh, we may sing those lines, oh, the love of Christ to sinners. But that great love wherewith he loved us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That all that our sins, the sins of his people, put upon him, that he bore at Calvary. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Till that cry, it is finished. And the righteousness of Christ, who walked upon this earth, took into union with his divine nature, our nature, body and soul. That robe of righteousness filled all the commands and demands of Almighty God. That robe of righteousness put upon his people. There will be an eternity, will there not, child of God, to sing the wonders of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, to join with that heavenly host. Worthy the Lamb that was slain. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. And dear child of God, as we said this morning, as we pray for that help of the Lord to consider that pathway of the child of God. If we might use that expression in the school of the Lord Jesus Christ. We may use the expression speak of being taught by the Holy Spirit. But in that reality of it, what have we been taught, child of God? What have we learned? Do not get me wrong, not in that head knowledge, for that work of grace, as we've said, is in the heart. And where there is that work of grace in the heart, then there will be a desire to walk in that love outwardly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because of that love, through that work of the Holy Spirit shed abroad in our heart, that joy of believing. Oh, yes, child of God. Oh, there may be that longing. Where is the blessedness I knew when first I knew the Lord? But there is that, as we read this morning. That cannot be quenched, that cannot be broken. That work begun. That desire to follow him. In that love to him. Because he first loved us. And those things, and we would not digress, that believed amongst us that the gospel is that rule of the believer's life in that love to the Lord Jesus Christ. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. And this is it, child of God. I may have said before, but you feel I do. The immensity of those words of the Lord Jesus Christ, as I have loved you. Does it melt us? As I have loved you. He wept. He bled. He died for you. What more? What more could Jesus do? Lovest thou me? Follow thou me. Oh, yes, child of God, that heart that is in us, deceitful, desperately wicked. Perhaps there is that looking back of that work begun, of that love drawn out into our hearts. And naturally, there is that love when in exercise. And I know our love grows cold sometimes. But where that love is one to another, naturally there is that desire, is there not to offend that one that we love. As I have loved you. And so, as that work is begun in our hearts, that love drawn out to the Lord, and that desire to follow him and to walk according to his word, according to his precepts. To be brought to that place. Take up that cross, to deny self and follow him. Child of God, can you not come in here? Of that warfare within us? Has that work begun? Of those enemies within? Sin, self, Satan. As Paul speaks of it in the 7th of Romans. Good that I would, I do not, that I would not, I do. O wretched man that I am. But O child of God, these are those things known in that soul made alive unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that pathway, that showing of us, of what we are, that bringing down of that self-righteous spirit that is in us, we look in our own heart when we say this, the capital I that would want to be something. We read in Isaiah, I am the Lord, that is my name, my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. child of God, that bringing down of proud self, willful self, that self that would want its way, self-reliant self. And so in that following of the Lord Jesus Christ, that bringing down of self, taking up that cross daily, denying self, following him. It is that warfare within. They have sung perhaps that hymn in every believer to armies are found. The new man of grace, the old man of sin. And the enemy of souls knows us and what we are and those things that would draw us away. And some may think it strange language in that hymn. Might even say quaint. We speak reverently, we would not speak wrongly. Where it speaks of that the enemy will not be wanting one gunshot from hell. But oh, another thing as we walk out in that way. That warfare within. That work of the Holy Spirit that brings us to that place. Of the truth of those words of the Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples. Without me, he can do nothing. It is the proving of that as we walk in that narrow way. This is the way. Walk ye in it, turn not to the left nor to the right. That narrow way that leadeth to life everlasting. And it is in that way that the Lord shows us what we are. May sing those lines, all to make us sick of self and fond of him. But so it is. The laying of the creature in the dust. The exalting of a precious Jesus. The lifting up of the dear Redeemer. It is in that following him and there will be this tall in that pathway. Learn of me. Yes, without me ye can do nothing. Not in any fatalistic way, but in that reality of it. And the Lord, you know, child of God, in your pathway, those things the Lord has showed and done to prove that unto you. And that following of him. That denying of self. That separation. Not because we're any better than anyone else, but in that love to him, touch not the unclean thing. Comes close, So Lord, may there may have been those things in our lives as he brought us out from the world, those things that we did, those places we went to, those that were our acquaintances. As that love to the Lord is drawn out in our heart, so that perhaps leaving of those things physically, but oh child of God, that warfare that goes on inside, that drawing of us away, that needfulness, as we're taught in that way, of that crying unto him, that needfulness of what, child of God? To be kept. To be kept. What from? Oh yes, those enemies, those deceits of Satan, those things he may lay in the pathway to draw us away. And as we may have said in that secret prayer unto the Lord, if people could hear it, they'd probably think we were, shall we just say, strange. That prayer to the Lord to be kept, what from? Ourselves. Knowing what's in that heart, knowing that propensity that is in us, and yet, by that power of the Holy Spirit, that prayer drawn out up unto the Lord. For that prayer to be kept, and that prayer for the Lord to uphold our footsteps that they slip not. And that prayer to be kept from sin. As Paul speaks of that putting to death of sin, oh, child of God, we will not get any better. But in that love to the Lord, may have sung, I hate the sins that made thee mourn, drove thee from my breast. But another thing, is it not, child of God, to be brought to that place? And in that pathway, learn of me. Child of God, as we look back in the way, as we brought to that place, to return that thanks unto the Lord. What for? Oh yes, his love, his mercy, but this child of God, his unchangeableness, his unchangeableness. Oh, that truth of the immutability of the Lord, but he's unchanging. Yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Read the end of the 8th of Romans. Who shall separate from that love of God? Nothing. Nothing. Oh, the mercy in the love of Christ to sinners, to you, to me. And there will be this, the immensity of the love of the Lord to his people. Never measure it. But there will be that bringing of us to stand in awe and wonder of his great love, that he should love one such as you, such as me. And there will be this also, his enduring mercy, that Psalm 136 or thereabout, that every verse has that those words, and his mercy endureth forever, as though to speak of every step that we take, in every place we may come, maybe in that correcting of us for our foolishness and folly, maybe in that chastening yet loving hand of the Lord, that proving of that mercy that endureth forever, will never wear out, will never fail. And so, learn of me, of my love, my mercy, my compassion, that the Lord should care for one such as you, such as me, and the faithfulness of the Lord, as we read in the Lamentations of those mercies that are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. For as we read in the 17th of John, and as we read of that prayer of the Lord for Peter, I have prayed for you. Father, I will that they be with us where we are. Not quite quoted it. I pray for them, I pray not for the world. But oh, child of God, what a mercy if you and I are amongst those that the Lord has prayed for. Do not get me wrong, much more in that covenant of electing love and mercy that our names are in that Lamb's Book of Life. But that the Lord should love sinners such as you and me. And as that love of the Lord is known in our hearts, as we sang in the second hymn, do we not know a little of that drawing power, of our hearts up unto the dear Lord Jesus? Oh, that my soul could love and praise him more, his beauty's trace, his majesty adore, live near his heart, upon his bosom lean, obey his voice, and all his will esteem. That drawing power, O child of God, it will be nothing of us, or of him, all of him, and learn of me. And our thoughts went to that hymn of Newton, 1149, in that final verse, and learn of me. If asked of what of Jesus I think, though still my best thoughts are but poor, I'd say he's my meat and my drink, my life and my strength and my store, my shepherd, my husband, my friend, my saviour from sin and from thrall, my hope from beginning to end, my portion, my Lord, and my all. And there is this also, and the time has gone, we thought to touch on them, that proving of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am the bread of life, the true light that lighteth the world. Not that proves, there not been that proving of him as that one, as that good shepherd, as that door, as that branch, as that source, perhaps in those words, that fount of every blessing that flows through that precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn of me in that school of Christ. And learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And those dealings of the Lord with us, as we've said, an eternity to sing the wonders of that love of Christ to us. In love, in love. And that coming of the Lord to us, as we read in the scriptures, of that one cast out of the synagogue of his family, the Lord coming to him, those upon the sea, that care. Perhaps it's this, child of God, that we are taught in that following of him, casting all your care in your soul, in providence, whatever it be, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh yes, in that humbling of us, as we read, dear poor, I have learned, whatever state I am in therewith, to be content. And it will only be by that power of the Holy Spirit we are brought submissive in that path. But in that proving of the faithfulness of the Lord, as Paul speaks of it, my God, able to supply all your need, body and soul, according to those riches in Jesus, complete in him, complete in him. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek, lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And O child of God, have we not proved him to be that resting place, that laying of all at his feet? Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £725, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Jabez Rock will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Pocock will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School in the afternoon. And there'll be a prayer meeting for the members on Friday evening. Let us close with hymn 229. Omnipotent Lord, my Saviour and King, thy succour afford, thy righteousness bring. Thy promises bind thee, compassion to have. Now let me find thee, almighty to save. Hymn 229.
Said or asked amiss, grant that for our souls to take home, to feed upon. O Lord, by thy power, Holy Spirit, bring to remembrance. O Lord, work, Lord, in souls we pray. Bless this people, keep them, Lord. Hear their prayers up unto thee. O Lord, go before them. Oh, we pray, take us now in safety, we beg. Be with each, Lord, whether that worship here or gathered in. Be with us each, Lord, now. Take us in safety. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever, both present and absent. Amen.